Michael Miller, one of the attorneys representing the more than 500 victims of the U.S. embassy bombing, said, "Most victims and their families have rejected the settlement Trump reached with Sudan." He says the $335 million deal discriminates between victims based on their nationality.
They're paying Americans far more than they're paying the loyal East African victims who worked for the American embassy. And I do not believe an American life is worth more than a fellow coworker who is in the next desk, because one was born in Kenya and one was born in America. They're paying my Kenyan, or want to, they can't get away with it. They want to pay my East African employees 8% of what they're paying Americans. Now ask yourself, if those employees were in Paris or London, would they do that?
Miller says he and other lawyers will continue to fight in court until all their clients receive fair and equal compensation.
We have a judgment for over $5 billion that was given to us after 14 years of litigation by the Federal District Court in Washington, D.C. It was appealed all the way to the Supreme Court and affirmed. Supreme Court of the United States. And ironically, the Trump administration supported our effort in front of the Supreme Court. So the Trump administration can take Sudan off the terror list. That's their business. That's the business of the United States government. But they cannot stop us from enforcing our judgment.
Meanwhile, in Sudan, the Sovereign Council Chairman, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, and Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok both welcomed the announcement by the White House yesterday. President Trump tweeted that the new government of Sudan has agreed to pay $335 million to terror victims and their families. Once the payment is deposited, the tweet said, Trump will lift Sudan from the U.S. state sponsors of terrorism list. The U.S. designated Sudan as a state sponsor of terrorism in 1993 because of Sudan's support to international terrorism and for hosting terrorists including Osama bin Laden. In a nationwide televised address last night, Hamdok called it a great deal and a well-deserved achievement for the Sudanese people.
What we have achieved today through our continuous dialogue, where our experts continued to negotiate with the U.S. administration for more than a year, we managed to bring down these sanctions from $10 billion to a few hundred U.S. dollars.
The Prime Minister said his government secured $335 million from gold exports and confirmed the money is in the process of being sent to the U.S. Suleiman Baldo is a senior policy analyst at The Century, a Washington-based organization that seeks to root out corruption in African governments. He says the settlement announcement is significant on several fronts, including Sudan's reputation.
Because of the unfairness of the labeling of Sudan as a state of terrorism, while the regime responsible for these acts has been deposed, toppled by peaceful pro-democracy protests in 2018-2019, for which the Sudanese have paid dearly. Second, Sudan, the new government, the transitional government has basically met a lot of conditions that the U.S. administration has required for this delisting, and they have met these conditions, and therefore it was only fair that having responded to all the demands of the U.S., that the U.S. meets as part of the bargain.
Baldo says once the money is deposited, President Trump is expected to officially notify Congress, which in turn is expected to approve the settlement and pass legislation to restore Sudan's sovereign immunity against future litigation. Despite opposition to the deal from some U.S. lawmakers, including Democrat New York Senator Chuck Schumer and Democrat New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, he expects Congress to approve the settlement and confirm the delisting of Sudan as a state sponsor of terrorism.
We don't anticipate any problems because Congress was basically in agreement that this needed to be done, and it was actually ahead of the administration in agreeing on the language of the bill at the level of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee through a bill introduced by Senator Rich and Senator Coons, which received support from all the principals.
It is not clear when the money will be deposited, but Sudanese officials say the process will be complete within a matter of days. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.